So I want to move forward and talk a little bit about targeted therapy. But one other question is, in those patients who do get venetoclax HMA in your practice, how do you go about deciding azacitidine versus decitabine and the number of days you're going to treat?
Yeah. So that's an arbitrary decision we're making, because it will not be, and there has not been any randomized data comparing all those questions. So what I do is, in my practice, since you asked, is 7 days of azacitidine plus venetoclax in the patients who, except for those patients who have P53 mutations and are a little bit more fit, I will give them 10 days of cetabine and venetoclax. But for the average, if there is such a thing, older adult or an unfit adult, I will give them the 7 day aza plus venetoclax for two reasons. One, that's the one I have the most familiarity with. Two, that's the one that we used in the trial that DiNardo published. We were part of the one of the centers that participated. And three, that's the regimen that's being tested in the phase 3 trial. So that seems to be the go-forward thing there. You know, our clinic is open 7 days in a row, so it's easy to give it. Sometimes, you know, patients have to come in on the weekend. Do I really think that decitabine for 5 days and venetoclax is worse? No, I don't. But, I mean, I think that's, you know, I went through the reasons why I use the 7 day plus the venetoclax.
I was just flashing on the idea of that trial. So are you putting patients on that study?
Yes, we did, but it's accrued. Now we're just waiting for the phase 3 trial?
Yes. Oh, so it's already accrued. Aza plus or minus venetoclax?
Yeah. We put patients on it, and it's accrued. So we're now waiting for it to read out.
I see. Yeah, interesting.